Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to The Sum of Us. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning. It's going. I'm doing the show from another part of my apartment because, yes, it's so glamorous. No, it's not. Because we might get a call, a in-person call from my maintenance department, maybe not, you know, because I have that window, which could be anywhere between now and, you know, 2 years from now.
Right.
So, yes. So I might have to mute myself, but we'll see how it goes. It may not happen, but, you know, she's prepared.
Right.
So right. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, one thing that I'm bracing myself for is this cold weather. Is it cold over there?
I just looked out the window and there's frost on the ground.
Thank you.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Yep.
Bipolar weather. No worries.
Yep. Oh, there's a bell. Okay, so talk to the people.
I'll talk to the people. No worries.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah, it's 31 degrees here, apparently. I just checked out the, just checked everything out. Interesting. Let me put her on mute. She's chatting. Don't need to hear all that. Not to do the weather report necessarily, but it's been interesting. I think some parts of the country, I know Marguerite tells us that it's really cold. It is cold. That is cold. But yeah, you know, in the South, we have this kind of fair weather. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's not. And it really catches us off guard. It's one of those where, you know, living in the South, you kind of get used to it. You kind of have these different layers. But my mom, poor soul, I mean, she wasn't born in the South. She was born in a different country, but whenever she has to pack, like even coming from where she lives a state away, she's like, oh, I didn't think it'd be that cold here. I'm like, well, you know, but she never has like the right clothes for the situation. She has a ton of clothes, but it's usually just not the right types. Like she doesn't bring a coat or it's not heavy enough. It's a light jacket. It's not a heavy coat. So yeah, being able to adapt, maybe that could be the theme for the day, like being able to maybe not just go beyond just reading the room, but also using your best resources to make your best decisions. But you know, mom's covered. She definitely, you know, will fit whatever I have, so it's not a problem. But it's just, you know, she's old. It's and they're always cold. I mean, my dad is always cold. My dad has like 5 layers on all the time, and that's in the summertime. And it's tropical when you go visit the house. Like I have to dress differently and pack differently when I go visit if I stay there, because it's really hot in the house. And I'm usually cold like my dad, but man, even I'm like, that's crazy. So anyway, let me just check in and see if she is back.
Hey,
are you back? Yeah. Yeah, you're still chatting. Yeah, we could hear you. I was like, let me put her on mute because she was still chatting.
And I also muted the phone too.
Right when you left, it was still going on. I'm like,
so I had to mute the phone because I kept it on for a minute. All right, so he knows I'm on a call.
Okay.
Yes, activity in the Ortiz household. Okay. Yes, she has a slow leak in the kitchen sink. Hello.
Oh, okay.
She got a slow leak. What you talk? What you say about me?
I know.
I'm sure you heard part of the wonderful in-depth conversation I was having.
No. Yeah. You're sort of off, but I could hear it. Wait, let me just turn it off because.
Yes, no, I'm glad you did. No. Yes. When in doubt, mute. It's a beautiful, beautiful invention. But
anyway, yeah, it's 31 degrees here.
Oh my God. So let me just check to see what it is over here. That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 32. All and right. It's going to start snowing. We're going to start snowing just
really?
In 4 minutes.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Cute. Yeah. Not looking forward to a long winter.
Well.
So, yes, anyway.
Let's hope it's manageable weather as we close out the year.
We were very lucky last year because although we had a couple of days that were like close to actually in the single digits, we didn't really have like any snowstorms, which was a blessing, but it's predicted to be otherwise. I'm like, I really need to, and if you need me, sir, just talk to me. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Just getting out of his way. Okay. It's a lot to think about. Like, okay, it gets dark really early. Now it's getting cold. The sun's not really out. But I still feel that drive and that need, even if it's just for a little while, just to be outside for like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we did it during COVID. But that
right.
was different because we were scared.
Yeah.
We were scared
right.
to go outside. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. But, well, like today, it's supposed to go as high as 62.
Oh, see? Oh, see, that's porn right there. Wow.
Oh, wait.
Yeah,
that's tomorrow. Today, a high of 58.
That's still high.
That's still high.
No, because guess what our high is? 40.
Oh,
that's
wow.
The that's the high, girl. That's the high.
I was talking about how my mom always worries about what to pack. Like, what's the weather going to be like? Because she always likes to pack in advance or think about packing. She's fixing to think about packing in advance. And she, for our trips, and usually because we're going from cold to hot, she packs a lot of lighter clothes. But then I'm like, the thing is, we're still coming and going back to a place that's in winter. So you still have to have at least, a change or two of heavy clothes just in case. But
in Australia, it's going to be summer when you guys
summertime. Yeah, and even
that's
the Philippines,
good.
Even the Philippines, they're the same hemisphere as we are, but they're so much closer to the equator.
It's hot.
For them, it's chilly, but for us, that's just known as 70 degrees. You know, like that's not a big deal.
That's perfect, 70 actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but I'll have I'll have stuff just in case, but for the most part, so that's the thing, but half the trip will be a little cooler, but the other half will be summertime on a ship. So,
right.
But my mom, the other week when she came here for Thanksgiving, she didn't pack anything, like a heavy coat or just something that will keep her another little layer. She's like, I didn't think it would be this cold. I said, well, it's usually a little bit colder than
warning.
It is where you are. So, yeah.
Right.
She's just I have to give her like the weather report and have her think about sifting through the 10 billion pieces of clothing that she has so she can pack, just 9 billion of it on her trip. Well, yeah, I'm looking at our trip and I'm looking at the baggage restrictions, like the weights and stuff like that. Because we're taking a lot of different carriers and also we're traveling domestically in the Philippines. So even that's a little different.
Oh, wow.
So I have to kind of pare it down. So she'll only pack the essentials and, we can do laundry everywhere we go. We can get that done. Even on the ship, we can get laundry done. So it's just like, Mom, let's not get crazy. But I am more and more excited. Now, I had some reading.
I'm
going to
mute myself real quick.
Oh, okay.
All right, go ahead.
I had some readings done when I was at the psychic fair this past weekend, and one of the readers had said, you really need to plan, you need to start making plans for your own, like your own vacation. So not just not just taking the cruise and going on the reunion, which is technically like, you know, family vacation. All of it's a family vacation, but he said you need to make some plans for a vacation just for, you know, for yourself. And because a lot of the stuff you're doing for other people, you're doing for your family, which you're happy to do, but you need to be thinking about what you want to do and how you would like to rest and relax. And so I started looking, because I really don't know when it's going to happen, but I'm looking at some different options for that type of trip, whether it's a weekend or a day trip or just, and I can see myself just taking a day and driving away somewhere for the day, maybe an overnight.
So I'm back.
Keeping
quick
it.
Question.
Yeah.
Question, sorry. So you were thinking about, because I want to hear what you were talking about. So
yeah, I'll tell you. So
what I was saying
was I had a read a few readings over at the psychic fair, and one of them said you need to make plans. Like your ancestors are telling you make plans to to take a trip, like do for yourself, do something for yourself.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, to kind of take care of yourself. And I feel like a lot of it's pointing to just, you know, what is it that you want to experience? I remember you were talking about, you've gone a few times, a couple of times at least, to New Mexico.
Yep.
And I don't know if she's still doing it, because I know you said her.
Oh, my God, this is crazy that you're saying this. This is crazy that you're saying this. This is insane. She is going to launch that again,
mm-hmm.
since COVID. She also for this go round, she actually renovated, or is in the process, it's in the final stages of renovation, her garage space to be a standalone space for her participants, which she didn't have before. Before it was in her place, shared a bathroom with her, and she's amazing, she's fabulous, and now she's one of my best friends, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. We're so close. But I met her through doing the retreat, and she just is probably going to be doing a soft launch. Probably, I would say, in the new year.
Mm.
This is crazy. And the thing is, I've done a retreat. Her cousin Anna has done a retreat. She knows who you are because, you know, we do the podcast. And it's crazy because she actually texted me last night. And she said, were you thinking about doing a retreat? And I said, I'm thinking about it, but I had invested so much in the film. I have to be very fiscally conservative.
Right.
So she goes, but, you know, I work on a sliding scale for people who really want to do the work. I said, yeah, but you're my girl, you're my friend, and, you know, you deserve your full rate. I mean, I know I have that perk and I have that hookup, but personally, because she and I are so, so, so close, I don't want to go on a retreat. I just want to go to visit her.
Right.
You know, and because I'll get the best of all worlds, because we are very, very good. Like when we speak on the phone, which is every few weeks or whatever, it's at least an hour and a half.
Mm.
Easy. You know, but that's, you should do it. She's on the verge
of
watching
that. I'll need you to
send me her
information, because it's not something that I can do right away. It's something that
I'll have to look at for sometime after
mm-hmm. February.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking the spring or something.
Yeah.
I am going to forward you the announcement that she was sending to her former client. She probably sent the same email to Anna.
Okay. Cool.
So, Yeah. So I'm going to forward that to you right now. But look at, isn't that crazy? You and I.
Yeah.
She texted me yesterday.
I was definitely interested in well, you know, because like I said, when you were muted, when you were away, I was looking at that, and I can always do like a day trip or something like that. But I did look at like wellness retreats or just retreats or solo retreats and things like that. But all of them looked like crazy, you know, either California girl type of vibe. I don't know if that's what I want to do. The biggest question, ongoing question is like, well, so what is it that you do want? What is it that you want to experience? What do you want to do? And it is different to do something on my own where I'm not, oh, what about my, you know, what about my best friends and what about my family?
You're
and
not
what about?
This is so perfect. That's how I found her. It was a site called Retreat Finder. And the same thing, I'm like, I'm not going to go to some fake spa and spend all this money or whatever.
Right.
Affordable, solo, because I know I would want to like cut some of these bitches, you know, on retreat. Like, hello, not the point. Yeah. And what's great is she tailors it to you. So you're going to get on the phone. Now, it's supposed to be a 50-minute phone call. We were on the phone for an hour just because we just vibed and connected or what have you. But you'll see it in the email that I just forwarded you. You'll see how she lays it out.
Okay.
But and it's certainly not a vacation, but it is such a positive experience. And what I did was I added – an extra day, but I stayed someplace else. The last day I stayed in a hotel in Albuquerque and near a historical area called Old Town, which I was able to walk to because, you know, she's from New York. So I figured it out, able to walk to from my hotel or things are just a lift away. And she's like, 15 minutes from the airport. She's super close. But yes, I'm sure Anna would say the same. I can't recommend it highly enough. It was life-changing. And I said it too, because she didn't know really too much about me except for what we talked about on the phone. But I broke every rule, you know, I broke every rule. And I told her when I first walked in, I said, oh, I'm going to break every rule and we're going to become friends. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. And that ended up happening. But I love that this is on your mind.
Yeah. It was suggested to me during a reading. And I was like, okay, well, I'm open to that. Certainly. But yeah, there's definitely a pull to sit still for a moment for me. I mean, even this is even probably before, you know, well, definitely before I go anywhere, but to make the time to sit still and just write what things I am wanting to experience and what things that I'm open for and what type of life do I want to live? You know, just a few small questions to ask. I'm interested in what that experience would be like. You know, I'll continue because if I can find something, well, it just depends. If I find something that really fits, that calls to me. And if it's if it's closer, if it's like a drive away, then that's one thing. But if it's something that involves, you know, a flight and travel plans, you know.
Well, you know how to do that.
Yeah, doing it just for me.
It's beautiful. Yeah, and you're always doing it for other people, thinking about what they need, their accommodations. Hello.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you need, your accommodation. And it's so, and you have a cousin. Don't you have a cousin that lives in Albuquerque?
Yes. Yeah.
And it's so beautiful, like the just the landscape.
Yeah,
you know,
I haven't been to Albuquerque since like the mid '90s.
Oh God.
we spent some time out there driving. It was a big family trip, driving my my middle brother out and his girlfriend at the time, driving out to take him to grad school in Montana. But we had planned this crazy trip through the Southwest before we went up north. And that was one of the places we stopped at. The first stop from leaving from Atlanta was Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. If you can imagine driving two cars.
How long did that take?
We, that drive was like, because we could, we were continuously driving. We traded out drivers. I think we got there in like 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
We drive.
Ambitious.
We drive all the time.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. No, but I love that. I love this. And I think that's great that the person who gave you the reading suggested that, because that makes so much sense. For you to literally fly solo.
Yeah. Yeah. So that might be just a ticket, just what I need.
Yeah, no, I can't recommend it highly enough. She's so good, and it's so gentle and so well-paced, and it's not like boot camp. It like really lets it breathe. Like she facilitates, and then you have time on your own. But what's so great is that to have the separation of space, you know, and she's going through final things with the contractors and telling me typical contractor stories of this one said this one and then this whatever. But she's really very mindful of her future clients coming in and their experience and all the detail. But it will kind of be like a little efficiency apartment that's separate from her house, which I think is going to be great.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I mean, it was good when she had it the way that she had it, but I think this is going to be even better that she's going to have it in a separate space. But this is crazy. She and I were just texting about it last night, and then we bring it up today. That's, after all these years, I don't know why I still get surprised, but I still get surprised.
So you did it, like, what, 4 years ago?
Longer. I've been there twice. The first time was when I met her, and I think it was right before my divorce got finalized.
Okay.
So 5 years.
Okay.
About 5.5 years ago. And then I visited her 2 years ago. In the middle of COVID, because I just was losing my mind and I just needed to go someplace. So I was playing a little Russian roulette because COVID was pretty bad at the time. And that was the last time I was there. And then I was supposed to go. I had tickets to go visit her as a friend last May, but she was having some health challenges. And then, and of course, you know, I never worry about, as long as, you know, you have a cancellation policy and you get credit, you always know you can use that credit on another ticket someplace else.
Right.
And being that I love to travel, and I feel like that's one thing I've been at a deficit in my life, you know, I wish I'd traveled more. The way you've traveled has been amazing. You know, the parts of the world, which is amazing. But, you know, everything lines up. So I ended up using that airline credit for other trips, but I would like to, I'll go back to New Mexico in 2024 in some shape or form or another. We will definitely hang out. I was there a couple years ago and it was so beautiful. And then we went to Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
And that was incredible, beautiful.
It's just such a different country out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Desert,
yeah, the vibe,
desert life is very different.
Aliens are normal. It's like milk, cheese, bread, aliens. You know, it's very, there's another one, rocket ship. Yeah, very, yeah. very much part of day-to-day life. Yeah, I saw like orbs and things in the sky. I'm like, what's that? She goes, what do you think it is? I'm like, what do you? Okay, girl. Yeah, they're very matter of fact about it. They're so used to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
interesting.
I will check it out.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, so thank you. So yeah, that's been on my mind recently, just in light of all the different readings I had. Really good readings.
Mm.
That I had with a couple
okay,
of people.
So they said about a trip. Anything else stick out?
Oh, well, there's a lot. There's a lot. I mean, nothing, that was one, because that's something that I want to put some time into, because I've got to look at what my options are and feel what makes sense. But I got my, you know, my people, my ancestors are with me. They're, well, one reader said, you have legions. And she said, that's an important word, apparently. She had to say legions of ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think I said something years and years ago that there was just so much around you. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And so I don't know, that's the main thing that I was working on. The other stuff is stuff that I just got confirmation on, stuff that I, you know, kind of, I knew was already in the works. Again, just dealing with the ancestors. And I did ask a lot about just, you know, repair with my brother and breaking certain patterns. And
I was just going to ask you about that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so both of them basically said, because I'm like, well, you know, you're like the spiritual leader. You're the leader here.
Oh, great. Thanks.
But you know, they're like, you're going to have to be the bigger person. But they said, you know, the way I interpreted it was like, it's not like you have to do it right away. If I felt the need
to do
it right away.
You don't have to do anything. It's going
to
surface. And then you probably will be the bigger person, but you don't have to do anything. You don't even have to think about it.
Well, it was on my mind
actually,
over the weekend when I went to those readings. So,
well, of course, because hello, that's what you're paying for. But what I'm saying, like, you don't even have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The situation will present itself. Of course, you're going to think about it when you're paying somebody to talk about it. Hello. But what I'm saying is you don't have to do anything consciously about it.
Okay.
It will just, yeah, the opportunity will present itself. But you are just at a different, see, the irony is that he thinks that he's very superior and at a different level. The irony is that the opposite is true. Hello. That's the difference.
Well,
you
I'm
your
also,
mouth shut.
I'm also reminded that it's a family dynamic. It's not just between him and me. It's
that's right. It's a bigger picture.
It's, you know, us with the parents that we have, the other sibling, all of that, and all the craziness and programming that was brought in from our parents and how they were treated as kids and how that has played out. And I get it. You know, I mean, look at our situation, you know, estranged brother, you know, with golden child, and then, you know, weirdo, you know, daughter with who is apparently supposed to be breaking all these, you know, generational patterns, not just for our immediate family, but for the entire family. You know, I'm like, okay, yeah, no big deal.
No big deal. Small potatoes. Right.
Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, par for the course. So I know we're going to look at things very differently.
Yeah, and then think about looking at things, like, on the surface, and this is so... a little annoying because of convention, societal norms and whatever, you know, because he screams heteronormative. He screams, do you know what I mean? Like, sort of like that old paradigm of just like the alpha male and the provider, you know, with the wife and the whole thing. Right. And it's all bullshit. You know, and then you have your other brother who's like, you know, the poster child for Burning Man, so he's off doing his thing.
Right.
And then we have you, a queer single woman. Mm-hmm. It's a little offensive. That's, you know, in terms of the, you know what I'm saying? The majority, or what is perceived to be, who's to say?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably too much for the eldest brother, who probably has some, you know, mental health issues and really needed a different kind of support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably had all these artistic inclinations or just on the fringe, totally misunderstood, a lot of damage. Do I agree with how he sort of just, you know, isolated himself and devastated your parents? Hell no. There are fractures in his consciousness and, you know, brain chemistry or whatever. There's probably a degree of mental illness there, you know, but that goes against the norm. You know, you're the youngest, you're a female. You're gay, and doesn't fit into that. So, yeah, and that's so. Therefore, your brother, who is the middle, and that's ironic too, gets all the attention. He's the golden child, and it's all bullshit. So it feeds his ego and his narcissism, and this is why you are going to be the bigger person. But what I'm saying is you don't have to do anything to be the bigger person.
Mm.
It will just happen. Because like I said, the last show, he's going to need you to take care of Isabel. Something's going to happen that he's going to need you. Because you don't need them. They need you. And this has nothing to do with your niece, because you guys will have a separate relationship. And your brother's going to just play this off like it was just a sibling, whatever. You know the deeper meaning. He doesn't need to know a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's managed this long. And now he's an old dog that's not really open to learning new tricks. So don't waste your energy. You will just make it right for harmonious conditions, you know, for yourself first. And then it will ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Across the other relationships, if that makes sense. But you don't have to do anything. No.
So those are my main points. I mean, I think that's why that solo trip factors in, and of course he's like, oh yeah, love's on the way. I'm like, okay.
What's on the way?
Love.
Oh, love's on the way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a minute.
So,
we shall see. Yeah, no, that's good. But as you do these things for yourself, that's going to clear the pathway. But also, too, this is, I mean, it's kind of coinciding with the weather. This really is a time to just sort of, you know, you're out in the world, but then as important as that is, it's equally, if not more important, to sort of, you know, be on your own and to really let go of things that are so deep and so buried, and to understand that you're going to be letting go for the rest of your life. You know, instead of how we used to look at it, like, I'm not done yet.
Right.
Yeah. And I really have flipped that. I'm like, okay, let's go. Let's see how much we get done, because we don't want to come back. Let's, come on. Let's get this over with.
Well, really quickly, we have our friends Raven Spirit and Lil Fairy in the chat.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Lil Fairy.
And so there's a pecking order. Lil Fairy has requested in the chat a question, mm-hmm. and then we also have a hand raised. So let me do Lil Fairy, because that came in first. And this is about a job interview. She said she had a job interview with a company yesterday. Do you see me hearing back from them soon to take the technical test, please? The interview was okay. Is she going to get a call back, is what she's asking.
Well, all I can say is I don't know at this second, but what I'm feeling like there's some sort of blockage. There's some sort of obstacle. I'm not feeling the energy being fluid. I kind of feel it constricted. I'm also feeling, and I don't know if this is a physical thing with her or it's an emotional thing, but in the heart, lung, like upper respiratory. So I don't know if she's feeling any sort of sensation or that there's something in her that I don't know if there's a skill or something. There's something that needs to be developed a little bit more. And I don't know if it's more confidence within herself or it's some sort of skill. But I don't have an answer as to when she's going to hear or whatever, because what's coming before that is some sort of energy blockage. There's something obscuring the energy of that request. But it's almost like if she got the job, she would be in conflict about leaving her current job. It's like 1 foot in, 1 foot out. So there's sort of like an ambivalence. That's just with the energy that I'm getting. I can't give a linear response if this is what I'm getting from the energy, because I read the energy. I don't really read time.
Right. Okay.
So I hope that makes sense to her, because I don't know her. I don't know what's going on, but that's what I'm feeling. It's like it's like the energy is there's stuff to look at in this energy.
Hmm. Okay. Well, she says thanks.
And she said, yes, my current job is horrible. So, okay. And and I think maybe it's that ongoing, you know, we've had people call in before and, you know, they're always looking for a new job. And or, you know, it could be new job, new relationship. But if they're like really having this, you know, all this negative energy about the current one, when something does, an opportunity does come up and you change, if you haven't done your own work internally, then you're bringing the same energy, you're part of it, into the next situation. And you know, and it looks different for everybody, you know, it's always going to be a different thing, but you're saying it's in the heart area.
The upper, yeah, so like heart, lungs, throat, whatever, just upper upper area of the body, I feel kind of like a blockage or I don't know if she's having health challenges or maybe she has a cold, I don't know, but I'm just, or it could be energetic. I'm just feeling it like the upper, heart, lung area.
Yeah. She definitely says she wants to leave for something better. So some of it is like get as right with yourself as you can. And focus on that, sort of like with what you're talking about with me, like just focus on me, don't focus on, you know, what what I can do for the other person. It's like, well, let me just focus on me. And that's partly why I kept bringing up, you know, for me, taking some time to really look at what I want to experience, the sort of person I want to be. And then as these opportunities do come around, because they always do, sometimes we just don't see them, because I will have been doing my work, I will vibe with what is right for me at the moment, and I'll know.
And also with Lil Fairy, too, it's like all the energy overthinking things, it's like I'm feeling like anxiety, and you don't want that to overtake you, but I'm getting, it's like... Yeah, Lil Fairy, I just picked up all your anxiety. Please stop. I'm kidding.
She said, I think it's energetic. I don't have a cold. So, okay, so that's what it is.
Okay.
So, you know, that's one where a lot of times we'll just say, you know, sometimes it's just getting to a point, even just for 5 minutes today, give it a rest. Like, do your meditation, listen to some music, you know, something that just keeps you focused on, just you feeling good. And,
yeah, just
and
tell yourself everything's okay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, she said, yes, I am feeling anxious. Yep. So, yeah, Liz called it. It's the anxiety.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the present. Thank you.
And so notice that pattern where if you're asking the question and it's hard for you to get an answer, it's that type of energy that's being generated from you and how you're thinking about the circumstance. So you can – kind of nip it in the bud by realizing there are things that you're going to be in control of, and the timeline is not going to be one of them in this situation because you've done your part. And you thinking about it and all the different scenarios is almost like a repellent, you know, like, you know, when people watch a pot of water waiting it for it to boil, like you looking at it, isn't going to make it, you know, go any quicker. But you can feel just as anxious if you're like, oh, I got to get this meal done. You know, it's going to happen when it happens. And there's no bending of time in this sense. It's like, well, it's just, but you know, how you receive things is part of it. Like whether it's in the works or not, we don't know, but how you receive it is going to be on you to manage. That was it. So this is the last little bit, and then we're going to go to the call. She said, I am worried that I have to go back to my temp job after 2 weeks off on December 18th and really want a new job. So yeah. So you're putting the pressure on yourself.
There you go.
To get it done. But you can't make the coils or the gas on the stove go any faster to heat up this water that you're ready to do the meal. So just let things flow. And if I can see where if you wanted to look around and just see what other options are there, but just maybe like don't muddy the waters any more than you need to. Don't muddy the waters at all if you don't have to. So, that's the energy that Liz was picking up on. So that kind of
anxious.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah. Just breathe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take this call.
Okay. Yeah. And good luck, Little Fairy. Always pulling.
Good luck, Little Fairy.
Okay.
Yep.
This is area code 415.
Hey. Hey, guys. It's Jessica.
Jessica.
I'm looking for a card.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
Long time.
We can do that. It's been a minute. Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. I'm ready when you guys are.
All right. Let's do some music.
Okay. Nick.
Okay. The number for this message is 112. And here's the message. Be open to where you find and how you define community. The choices are endless where you can serve, grow, and share the parts of your open self. I'm not surprised that she pulled this message because there's always issues with community and other people and stuff. So let me read it again. Be open to where you find and how you define community. The choices are endless where you can serve, grow, and share the parts of your open self. 112.
And you know, the overall number for this is a 4, which is foundation work, right? But it's made up of these 2 ones and a 2. And both those 2 ones, you can even look at it as maybe an 11-2. But singularly, the 1 is self. 1 is also the central number in this whole sequence. So it's definitely your idea of who you are. And then what you want to share, what you bring to others. And that's where the 2 is. 2 is about partnerships and cooperation and relationships. So this is how you want to put yourself out there. But the 2 reminder is also about receiving. So other people are going to receive the energy you put out. But also it's not a one-way street. It goes both ways. So this is also, how are you going to receive others? But you're the one making these choices. And I feel like whatever, because the overall number is at 4, and I mentioned foundation work. So this is where you're going to be building like your sense of self, your community, as Liz had pointed out. This is you making some big, it doesn't mean big choices, but they can be significant, profound choices. As you better understand, you know, who you are, the best parts of you to put out there. Not that you're not working on other parts, but in doing this, you're acknowledging how far you've come. You're acknowledging, this is the sort of vibe that I have. This is the sort of vibe that I'm attracting. These are the sorts of people that I would like to collaborate with and meet with and build this community with. You know, home base will be based on what is important for me. But you have to be able to recognize maybe even those parts that maybe you didn't think were so important. I feel like you're going to be looking and reprioritizing what you feel your strengths are. Maybe you add to that. And maybe you start highlighting those aspects of yourself, those parts of yourself that you really have done so much work on, and they're like ready to see the light of day. So it's an exciting time. That's a great message. It's a very positive message.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think the last time we spoke, which feels like a while ago,
I
feel like there was a similar message with community, and I'm still working on it. And I've gotten a lot of insights over the last several months as far as what I bring to the table and who I'm looking to be in community with. And I'm still reaching for that goal. You know, I haven't really connected with those of like mind yet. So I'm not sure how that message relates to it, except just to keep going.
I mean, think it's still going to be, you know, starting from you. You know, I mean, it's your filter. It's your filter for what you're looking for. So maybe it's taking stock of maybe a few more things, or redefining, maybe reprioritizing. And it's not so you'll fit in. It's not about that. But the reason why I guess I said lens is because sometimes if we wear prescription glasses and we take off our glasses, we see things, the same things look a little different. And so then you might receive that information differently. So it's just a different way of looking at the same situation. But again, if you're looking at, if you name a few things that are very important to you, and they're saying, this is on a frequency level. So it's like using a thesaurus. Like if you say you want, you know, XYZ, but I'm trying to think of a good word that would be appropriate here, or relevant. Like maybe you want someone, business and spiritually savvy. I don't know. So maybe we look at what's another word that other words that could describe that. But it's not exactly that, but it's like, go on. Somebody like, what other words would be, you know, maybe open-minded, successful, understanding a law of attraction, or, you know, so you start describing. So you're sort of talking about different frequencies that are similar. They kind of go hand in hand. So you're not stuck on like the one word that describes the situation. There are a lot of different other words. And so, in doing so, and then they're saying, do that for you too. Like use some different words so you get into a flow of using a lot of different things to describe, and you see how, they're really talking to me today. It's like saying, well, that's blue, but how many shades of blue are there? You know, and sometimes someone shows you a navy blue, you're like, no, that's not the blue I'm looking for. It's blue, okay, it kind of fits that, but what I'm looking for now is more of a Columbia blue or a Duke blue. You know, so you start looking at the different, you're not nitpicking, but you're just saying this is actually, you're sort of streamlining what your preferences are, but you kind of have to widen it out a little bit and then go back. So they're showing me like this expansion. So you see more of what's happening, but then you're like, oh, but out of all of that, this is really what I'm looking at. So that's what I mean by redefining and reprioritizing. And it's not to be so specific, because I think sometimes we get so specific and then we can't see what else is kind of adjacent to that, that leads you to a better understanding of what it is you're really wanting to receive. So it just allows you to be a little more open, which is a word definitely used in that message. But the openness means that you're letting more light in, so you're seeing what else is there that maybe you didn't see before because it was behind something else. It was in something, another thing's shadow. You're like, oh, so there it is. So, yeah, that's why they say definitely keep looking. You're doing your work. Keep looking. keep looking and vibing and seeing what else is adjacent to that, that maybe you just didn't see before. Because it's just, you know, it's a different filter. You weren't looking in just like, you know, a millimeter over, you weren't looking at that because you were so focused on what was there before and you didn't even see it. So, yeah, that's the vibe. That's definitely all the stuff that was coming into me with this message for you. But yeah, don't give up. Keep going.
Yeah, it's making me think of what I'm doing now. So I've done a lot of that redefining thing. What I'm doing now is looking more at people's energy, and also rather than before I realized I was going, and this is a lot of business networking I'm talking about, but before I would go into the space and be very open and social and approaching people and talkative. And now I'm kind of pulling back more and just seeing what's the makeup of this room. You know, the thing is also I move states, and there's definitely a different prototype of person, where I used to live. They were more entrepreneurial and more go get them, more let's partner together, more let's do projects. And where I'm currently living, they're more let me just have a 9-to-5 job and do what I'm told. And it's a totally different energy that I bring.
Right.
So I'm looking for more of that self-starter. I'm doing my business. I have dreams and goals. Mm-hmm. Not to say that these other people don't, but it's a totally different energy, which I was not picking up at first because I was so sort of in that energy of where I came from and just assumed everyone was the same, which they're
right.
not.
Right. So that's what's interesting is knowing that you're in a different environment is now saying, okay, so like you said, some people, everyone has different goals, but maybe the way they go about it is going to be differently. We're going to be different. But then given the environment you're in, it might be that what this person A is doing is actually would be translated to where you were before. Oh yeah, well then they're kind of doing, they're doing that work. They are that go-getter. It's just that it's not on the same energy level because there's no need for it in this environment, but they energetically, they're still doing the same steps. They may not even be talking about it the same way, but yeah, I think you being able to read the energy and apply it, knowing what you know now, being in this current environment, how does it translate? Because go getting in, in New York City is different from go getting even in Atlanta. it's the same steps, but I think you'd see it. Maybe Atlanta's not quite the right, but if you're in a much smaller town, go getting means something different. And it looks different, but is it getting the same results for them, for what they're wanting to do? And it may be that, you're the catalyst for them to dream bigger, and they're the catalyst for you to take a broader view and maybe switch gears a little bit, but still see how you can get things done without having to put the same, crazy energy into it to blow it up, to make it so big, because it might not be the right environment to make it do that, but you can still grow and learn all the things you're going to need to learn, because maybe it isn't about the old way of doing things. It's really collaborating, redefining, and saying, oh, okay, in this environment, so this allows you to be adaptable too. In this environment, maybe you don't bulldoze over people. Maybe you let them come to you, and you're both sharing pearls of wisdom on how things are going, and you're learning more about your environment currently. So there's so much to learn from that. But yeah, this is, remember that last part of that number sequence, it's a two. It's about being receptive. So you're doing what you need to do, and it's just more redefining, because you have to translate what it means from what you're used to where you are now.
Yeah, all the last part of what you said, I totally agree with all of that. Also, sort of being softer, not having to work as hard, definitely a smaller environment. So that's nice, you know, like the best of both worlds type of thing. I also really like received the guidance too of like, we're going to make the connections here, work out the deals, and then like also we're getting the hell out of here because like I also need to be around that more energy, like that more of that city, even though I don't want to live in the city anymore, the cut, like where I am is not the right, like when you move, like you'd, I never really thought, I mean, this is something that I learned. You have to look at what people are doing for work and like what industries are sort of ruling over that area. And it makes a big deal for me. Like I never really like thought about that before because I always stayed in like very happening city areas. And this was the first move out of that. So
lots of conversations.
Yeah, but I'm going to be moving, so I'm getting the hell out of here.
All right, so that's you making some choices for yourself, and also think about since you're here, like what can you learn from being in that? I mean, that might be all you need to learn. I don't know, but you're still dealing with a lot of different types of people, and maybe it's like okay, now I realize that that's really not my audience, or that's not who I. That's not where I can sustain my type of business. And that's, you know, it's like process of elimination. But there's still value in that. Mm-hmm. There's still value in those people and what they're doing. Yeah. So it allows you then the next area you go to apply that. You know, not everyone's at the same speed. Not everyone needs to be at that speed. And it just makes you, you know, wiser for it so you can see how to approach and be in that give and take collaborative, receptive vibration. So, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good luck.
All right. See you later. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Cool. Yeah, when we're matching energies, it's interesting because sometimes like, oh, I got to slow down. And it's like, sometimes if that's really not where you need to be, then you can make that choice. Like, okay, it's all educational and all, but yeah, at some point I just have to make my choices and find the right area for me to thrive and grow. But it's not a lost lesson at all. It just means it maybe lights a fire under you to do something different to make a different choice and go into something more your speed, more your vibe. So. Okay, well, we're in the last like minute or so of our little show here, and I think we've hit on some really interesting topics, energy wise, right? And then also we're looking at, well, for me, as always, there's always that the energy with the ancestors. And how they're always around. They're always telling you things. They're always, you know, and I'm not always, I have to admit, I'm not always paying attention. I'm not always listening. Fortunately, there's so many of them that perhaps every second of the day is a way for them to get my attention. So whether it's your ancestors or whether it's just your own energy, it's still recognizing when things are not that they're not going well, but when you feel like I've been asking this question and I haven't gotten an answer, like are you receiving all the different signs? Because sometimes it's not going to look exactly like what you think it's going to be, but it's going to be something just next to it that is like that subtle nuanced difference. So just pay attention, and when you're able to do the work, you can do your work. Well, you're always doing your work. No big deal there. So I'm assuming that Liz is talking with her maintenance person. So
I'm back.
Are you okay? Well, I don't know if you want to close out the show.
I was listening.
Okay.
I was listening, and yes, I liked everything that you said. Yeah, I don't need to jump in because basically, you know, she calls in, she wants a card, and she wants to talk to you. So there we go. Okay. So.
Oh my goodness.
You should do your own show. Okay. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com, and we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take excellent care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.